Hello and welcome to our special interview session. Today we have a very special guest who has a talent writer named Andrea Smith. Andrea, thanks to join us.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Many people listen or read to know what you are about. Why don't you introduce yourself before starting?
Well, my writer name is Andrea Smith, but my real name is Andrea Herrero. I'm a Spanish 32-year-old woman. I live in Cantabria. I'm a writer, but I'm also a teacher.
Thanks for that. Now let's start with a simple question. When did you start writing?
I started writing when I was about 6-7 years old. I wrote short stories. Usually I didn't finish them because I was very little. However, when I was 15, my parents got internet at home. I started to upload my stories to internet blogs. At first, I wrote fanfics, but soon I started to write my own stories and I finally created a fan base.
What inspired you to become a writer?
I was inspired by my grandfather. He has always written stories. He also wrote for a magazine here in Cantabria, and every month for years I typed up his text because he didn't know how to use a computer.
Do you have a favorite book that you wrote?
Yes, in fact, I have two favorite books. The first one is called Mi Plan D, and it's my favorite because it's the one I get published when I was 23 years old, I think. And the second favorite one is called Una Perfecta Equivocación, and it's my second favorite because I had too much fun while writing it.
What is the most challenging part of writing for you?
Two topics are the most challenging part of writing for me. One is finishing the stories, because sometimes I'm very fussy and I disconnect from the story because I got too long without writing it. Other times the plot gets complicated. However, on the other hand, there are the revisions, because when you publish a book, you don't only have to write the book, you have to do the revisions. And I don't know how to say it. The first time you finish a novel is called draft. It's not until it goes through several revisions that it can be published, and I really hate it.
Do you have a favorite author or book who you like to tell us about?
Nowadays, I think that I don't have a favorite author, but when I was about your age, my favorite author was J.K. Rowling. I loved Harry Potter books. I even had the books in English, all the seven books. And I think that Harry Potter introduced me into the writing thing. But when I grew up, I started to read forever, for example, Shadowhunters, the Hunger Games, Twilight, and nowadays I read more young adult romance books.
Do you have any advice for young writers who are just starting out?
Yeah, for sure. First one is to write. You have to write and practice. It is said that you need 10,000 hours to master a skill. I think it was 10,000. The more you write, the better you'll become. And the second one, choose to write stories that capture your attention, that you are interested in and you are enjoying while you're writing. That way you won't abandon them. Besides, there's no better feeling than enjoying yourself while you write.
Thank you, Andrea, for sharing your insight and experience with us. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. I hope I have inspired some young writers out there.
I'm sure you have, and thanks you to everyone for joining us today. Keep reading and writing, and who knows, maybe one day you'll be the next famous author.